Thursday, November 3rd, 2005. This is the Radio Zoom Podcast. Coming to you from a rainy and windy downtown, well, West End, Vancouver. Episode 41 rolling out to you this Thursday morning my time, being on the Pacific, sipping on my coffee, and kind of relaxing a little bit. Kind of rubbed against the microphone there, but things are progressing, slowly but surely, but I'm still here doing my thing, and since I still have time before the whole work life kicks off here in Vancouver, keep on rolling out with more episodes of the podcasts, of the Radio Zoom podcast, of what you are so often used to. Not a whole lot for you this episode, a little more on in terms of life in Vancouver, being the transplant that I am, living with the local girl that I am. Some observances there, but not a whole lot. More so, I just want to play you the music that you often love to hear. And let's go ahead and kick that off right now.
Whoa!
William Elliott Whitmore. He's a local from my home state. More on him in a little bit. The song's called Midnight, and this is Radio Zoom.
Rang out like a bell, and my heart sung like a shield. Deliver me from this hell before I sleep. Well, my lungs can no longer breathe, and my legs can no longer run, and the only thing I need for this day to be done. And the bluebird can sing, but the crow's got the soul, and I'm a dog among kings. Self-control, and the only thing left to try to live sins on my back no one could forgive.
From my home state of Iowa, that was William Elliott Whitmore with the song Midnight, and that's off of his latest album, forget the name of it right now, but if you want to check out more about William Elliott Whitmore, go to, southern.com/southern/WILEW. You know, better yet, just put it into Google, William Elliott Whitmore. Find out more about this guy that's actually from, kind of, if you're familiar with the geography of the state of Iowa, he lives right where I think the Des Moines River and the Mississippi River meet up, and he lives right in that delta area in what is known as Keokuk County, I do believe. So it's just kind of like that little itty-bitty kind of, I don't know, it's like a little peninsula that kind of hangs off the southeastern tip of the state. That's where he grew up. Grew up on a horse farm, from what I understand. And yeah, it does have a lot of that, maybe what you classify as, the typical kind of, I don't want to necessarily say it's got a Midwestern sound. It's like a really good cross of kind of bluegrass and honky-tonk, and blues, and this guy, from what I think, is only a few months older than I am, me being 27, and he sings like he's, 50 years old, and, old and gray, and has been traveling the train lines, the freight lines, for years and years and years with his banjo and guitar strapped onto his back and just playing around. But no, he's a lot younger than what he sounds like. And when I met him, I think I've told this story before, but I met him and shook his hand, and he was like, I was like, "This is Will Whitmore," and "Oh yeah, I'm Will Whitmore." It was just eye opening. It was amazing. And he truly is an amazing guy, and very much, he's got that very old style of sound to his music. He's very old-fashioned in the way that he lives, doesn't believe in carrying a cell phone. And I think he does do email, but most of the email really isn't coordinated through him. I think he kind of works through somebody else, but check out more about William Elliott Whitmore on the web. He's on tour around the United States. In fact, it really makes me sad. It's Sunday, November 6th, coming through Iowa City, where I used to live. So this weekend, he's in between coming through with Torn of Valence, The Life and Times, and Murder by Death. And The Life and Times and Murder by Death being both two artists that I've played on the Radio Zoom podcast. And I probably play more of The Life and Times, and I probably should dig out some Murder by Death as well, because they're really impressive guys. And I think there's a gal in there, too. But, definitely some really, really good stuff. And, man, I'd love to see that show. And they're going to be touring. Those three are going to be touring together. Life and Times, Murder by Death, and William Elliott Whitmore. Oh, they're, I think tomorrow night they're in Chicago, Illinois, Madison, and then on through Oklahoma City, Memphis, Tennessee, Atlanta, Orlando, Ybor City, Florida. So they're going down to the tip of Florida. South Carolina, they're heading into D.C., Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Columbus, Louisville, Kentucky, Bloomington, Indiana, Boise, Idaho, Spokane, Washington, and then Santa Ana, California. And those last three, Boise, Spokane, and Santa Ana, I do believe looks like it's just going to be William just kind of touring around. So some really good stuff by William Elliott Whitmore. And the show after I left my previous job in Iowa, working for the radio stations back there, he was going to be on the show, and I heard it as I crossed the state line and left Iowa to make my way up here. And William Elliott Whitmore does not disappoint. Definitely some very, very good stuff. Some other things. Last night, went and kind of had my first experience in Vancouver, of kind of experiencing hockey night at a kind of a pub, I guess you could kind of say. My girlfriend and I went to, I can't remember the name of the place now, but it was up on Robson, and got a table and stayed for the whole game, got some food, got some beer. I'm not much of a beer drinker, but definitely had a mixture of different. I think I had a couple different BC brews, not Molson, mind you, but some other ones that the memory is escaping me right now, but they were really good, so hanging out, watching hockey, drinking beer, watching the Canucks play the Minnesota Wild, and it was a really, really good game. Me, myself, being a major fan of goalies, because I used to play a lot of roller hockey. Well, not a lot, but I, for a while there, I was pretty passionate about it, where I played roller hockey back home with a bunch of friends, and they lost Kluche. The Canucks did, to an injury when they were playing Colorado last week, and I think it was maybe last Saturday, and they brought in Ald to the backup goalie, and man, he was fantastic last night. Just absolutely great in the goal, and the third period in the last few minutes, man, things just looked like they were going to fall apart for the Canucks, but it pulled through, and it was just an incredible game because... you know, not only was the game really good, but just being around the atmosphere, there's a couple tables across the way that looked like they're going to get into a brawl, and some of the parties got kicked out of this bar just as, you know, the third period was coming to an end, and it was a really neat experience to have that, you know, experiencing a hockey night in Canada, so to say. For those of you who are not too familiar with the actual hockey night in Canada, you're really missing something. But maybe I'll save it for another day, because I've been really open to this, you know, oh my gosh, Hockey Night in Canada, it's one of the greatest things on the CBC. And it's a lot of fun. You know, I really enjoyed hockey when I was in Iowa. It wasn't just one of those things that I got up here and enjoyed hockey. And I don't know, I think I'll kind of come back to that in a little bit and kind of explain a little bit of my love and passion for hockey growing up in a place where hockey just wasn't there until recently. And so let's go ahead and break this up, though, with a song. And this song I have been listening to. I put it on repeat just so I could hear it on, you know, single repeat over and over and over, because I just love this track. And I really dig this band, but this track really just gets me. I really, really love it. The Fuzz, Silver Sun Pickups, and this is the Radio Zoom Podcast. Thank you. the Silver Sun Pickups. Well, actually, they're just Silver Sun Pickups with the song The Fuzz, and you can that comes off of their EP. I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. Pickle? P-I-K-U-L? Maybe it's Pickle. I don't know. But that's actually a 7-song EP. And gosh, I love that song so much. I just can't get enough of it. And probably when I'm, done with this episode and doing all the encoding and, getting it uploaded and everything, I'll probably listen to that song over and over and over and over again. Because it's just really, really, really good. Excuse me. That's a little bit of the coffee coming up. A little bit more about the Silver Sun Pickups, though. You can actually, I'm looking at, you can pick that song, or pick up that song and that entire EP off of the iTunes Music Store. That came out in July of this year. SilverSunPickups.com is their website, and if you want to check out more about them, you can do that there. But they are on a little bit of a tour of the West Coast. Holy crap. Well, breaking news to me is that they're going to be at the, on November 7th, they're going to be on the, at the Pizza Nightclub over on Granville here in Vancouver. Wow. Maybe I should go check that out. If I had the fundage to do that right away. But then also they're going to be in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, all shortly after that. So if you really want to go check that out, you can. And they're going to be touring. They're going to be doing those shows with Brendan Benson. For some reason, I feel like I should be able to tell you more about Brendan Benson, but right now it's escaping my mind. You know, and I play these artists, and I mention their websites, and I mention how you can go check out on the web. But if you ever go to my where I publish this at on my website, audihertz.net/radio. I do provide links, so that way you can just go straight to the website, click on their links, and figure out, find out more about them, and learn more. But yeah, Silver Sun Pickups, I really love that song. The Fuzz, definitely some good stuff. I got a couple more tracks for you, but I want to keep on time here as much as I possibly can, as much as I can. I don't know, we'll see. But I want to go back to what I was saying about, just moving to Vancouver here. I didn't land in Vancouver and just say, here I am, I'm in Vancouver, therefore I like hockey, and I'm going to claim to know everything that there is to know about hockey. I don't. I enjoy hockey. Even growing up, yeah, I played football in high school, 7th grade year. And see, you can tell me I'm an American because I'm saying 7th grade. And in my 10th grade, I'm not saying grade 7 and grade 10, because I find that that's the way that it's phrased here in Canada. But, so my sophomore year of high school, I went out for football. And, and I played some baseball, so, obviously, yeah, I do like the Chicago Cubs. That's because I grew up 3 to 4 hour drive away from Chicago. But somewhere, and actually we were talking about it last night, me and Rebecca at dinner, and she looked at me and she said, you know what movie I really want to see right now? And I was just like, what? Because you know how you have those conversations. You know what song I really have stuck in my head or something like that? But she's like, Mighty Ducks. And I was just like, I loved that movie as a child. And it kind of struck me that might have been when the hockey bug struck me. And it's sad that it was the Disney Corporation that got me to enjoy the idea of playing hockey. But, it was, that was back when I was like, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, 13, somewhere around in there. But then I started to enjoy hockey, and then I think it was the playoffs. Oh, I forget what year it was. And it's odd, though, that I think it's the year that I think maybe the Rangers and the Canucks were playing in the playoffs one year. And that's, I just started watching it and started really getting into hockey. And then my friends, some people bought rollerblades. And, great, you got rollerblades, you can go rollerblading around the streets and everything. But it just didn't quite seem very cool just to go rollerblading. So I think eventually what happened was is that we figured out that playing hockey, roller hockey, was a lot of fun, and then that's what kind of sparked it. And I just became really enthused about playing and about the game and learning more about the rules and everything. And I actually, you know, too, the other thing is that I'm one of the few people that actually owned a Sega CD. And when I bought the Sega CD, I only bought one other game, and that was NHL 93. And I played that game over and over and over, and I played so many of the various teams, and it was at some point, I think, playing that game that I fell in love with the Montreal Canadiens because they had Patrick Waugh, and in that game, it seemed like he was basically a brick wall, and and being young at that age, you know, I instantly kind of latched on to Patrick Waugh, and so that when he got traded to Colorado, to the Colorado Avalanche, I became an Avalanche fan, and I think, somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm still an Avalanche fan, but then they traded away Foote, and they also traded away Forsberg. And I was just like, eh. And it's so. And now that I'm here, it's hard not to be a Vancouver Canuck fan. Plus, with the lockout, and just, you know, being the lockout had no hockey because no NHL teams except for the Chicago Blackhawks around, you know, where I was from. Well, of course, they had the Minnesota Wild, St. Louis Blues, but in Iowa, there's not much there. There are a few teams, but it's just not enough. And coming here, it's contagious. Being a Canuck fan is very, very, very contagious. I don't know why all of a sudden I'm talking so much about hockey in this episode, but I am. And it's really, I don't know. How can you not be in Canada and not think about hockey? Seriously. Anyway, let's play a song and break this monotony up just a little bit. Band's called Rogue Wave. Song's called Publish My Love. Crazy Zoom.
Wait there, just enough to see you smile. A mix-up, the distance of a miracle mile.
Better if the roof is cut down. You can
it is. Yeah, fading. I wasn't really prepared. The beauties of live podcasting there for you. Drinking my coffee, I had to take a bit of a potty break. And so during that song, I ran away, came back, and then I started thinking about something else. And, well, song's over. Surprise. That was Rogue Wave. You can check out more about them. RogueWaveMusic.com. They are, of course, on tour, as are most of the other bands that I've been playing for you. Excuse me, that coffee one's come up on me. Let's see, they're coming basically to the greater Northwest. So strange to see all these dates and actually be in this area. In fact, they're going to be playing at the Media Club here in Vancouver on the 19th of November. Before that, they have two dates on the 17th and the 18th, one in Portland, the next one in Seattle, then, of course, in Vancouver. Heading over to Calgary, Alberta, and then over to Fargo, Minneapolis, Chicago, Ann Arbor, Michigan, up to Toronto, up to Montreal, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Northampton, New York, Washington, D.C., Chapel Hill, Atlanta, Memphis, Norman, Oklahoma, Austin, Lubbock, Phoenix, San Diego. Yeah, so check out their website and you can find out. Yeah, they're going to kind of swing to the upper Northwest, down to the straight south, and then through the Southwest and back up. And they're ending up in L.A. at the Troubadour, which I hear is a really great venue. Never been there. Couldn't really tell you. And then also, let's see if I can go over here. And you can find, yes, you can find them on the iTunes Music Store. Yeah, that came off their album Descended Like Vultures, which just came out last of October there. Actually, you can get that song off of their website, Publish My Love, but the whole album has lots of rave reviews. Not that I ever give much in terms of reviews, especially about like music or movies or even books, because it's such a matter of taste. You can't really just base, you know, what you're going to think about a movie off of what somebody said, or like, you know, what Roger, wait, which one's still alive? Let's just not use that as a comparison. Whatever anybody, like a major review person, says about like a movie or music, I don't buy it. I like to listen to it myself and make my own decisions. Because there's a lot of stuff that I truly, truly love and enjoy, and not a lot of people give it a lot of, I don't know, credit for being good, and I don't necessarily see it as being good, I just see it as being entertaining, or to my liking, to my taste. But I definitely like the Rogue Wave, and you can get that off the iTunes Music Store. And as I said before, once I get this published, I will be putting that link up there, so you can just pop in, click, and find out more. And just to wrap up a few different things about what I was saying earlier about being in Iowa, growing up in Iowa, and having the lack of hockey, I had a bit of a conversation when I first got here about major sports events, you know, major sports teams in Iowa, and there really isn't much. Except when it comes to college football, because you've got Iowa State and the University of Iowa, and those football teams are truly, truly loved and enjoyed. The basketball teams, yes, but you never see such mass hysteria as you do with the football teams. And I do enjoy football, and I find myself, you know, I can get into it, but I have to say that I've always enjoyed hockey a little bit more. Maybe just now I do. Growing up, you know, that's all I knew, that's all there ever was, but I don't know. Hockey is definitely a really, it's very limited in the state. It's getting bigger. There's actually, I want to say, let's see, the AHL just established a team in Des Moines, which is the capital. They are a offshoot of the Dallas Stars. And then there's a couple USHL teams one in Cedar Rapids, one in Des Moines. There's one UHL team in Quad Cities, which actually I think that's in Leeds. I think that's Illinois. Quad Cities kind of people live there. They don't like to classify themselves or from Iowa or Illinois. If you're on the Illinois side, you are not from anything. You don't see me in Iowa. I think that's vice versa. But technically, I'm kind of classified as being. So there's not a lot, though. And there's one game that I went to. And Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. And I'll provide links to these teams on the site as well. So that way you can write up about this. Which one Cedar Rapids Rough Riders game was a painful experience because whenever the opposing team would score goal. Of course, when the home team scores, the horn goes off and cheer and usually it's anyway. Hockey talk. Man, I am so becoming more and more immersed into this Canadian culture. I almost wanted to say that I'm becoming more and more Canadian, but I think that there'd be some people that'd be completely offended by that. But I definitely enjoyed the culture up here, enjoyed the game last night, and it just really made me kind of reflect on a lot of those things kind of growing up, and really makes me miss my roller hockey gear that I used to own. I used to have the leg pads, chest protector, helmet, and everything. And then I think my ex took all that stuff and pawned it off when we broke up. And then she moved way out of the state. And I despise her greatly for that. But that's another story. And most likely for not another time, at least with this podcast. Let's go ahead and end this with one last song. I'm going to go back to William Elliott Whitmore. And just because William Elliott Whitmore is the man, he's just really, really incredible. So we'll check you later, and hopefully this finds you well, and I'm actually stalling so that way I can make sure that this is going to work. There we go. Will Whitmore, resume. Check you later. Adios.
Well, I don't care about my sorrows, and I don't care about my woes. I put my knees down in the sand, down where that river flows. I put my hands in the water, look to my elbows in the cold. I let it wash my dirty face, let it cleanse my troubled soul. For my name is Hope Gale, and my home is wherever I lay. And I was born to ride the rail till judgment day. And my face is wrinkled and weary, and it's rough as a railroad tie. And when that train comes rumbling through this town, oh, I lift my jug to the sky. Oh, I lift my jug to the sky. Oh, when I lift my jug to the sky.
Zoom Podcast is a product of the Otterhertz.net web blog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@otterhertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, otterhertz.net.